It's time for some brand new soul food. The year 2020 is almost over with. You're probably saying, we're in 2021. Well, according to scripture, in whose report you gonna believe? We will believe the report of a year, not man. So according to scripture, in the book of, Shemot, that's the book you call Exodus, Father Yehoiah told Moshe, who you call Moses, and that's not his real name, a new year shall begin on the first of Ha'aviv. Well, the month of Ha'aviv is the month we in the world call as April, April the 1st. So April the 1st, according to scripture, is when a new year begins. So actually, next month, we'll be going into a new year, 2021, according to scripture. When the sun goes down that evening on the month of Adar, which we are in right now, which is the 12th month of the year, which is the month you call March, at sundown on Adar the 31st, it will be then Ha'aviv the 1st, which you call April the 1st, a new year. 2021 will kick in then. Today's topic on soul food is going to be one that it's been in my spirit for a while to talk about. We're going to talk about it today because as I was in my worship time, prayer time, and reading my Torah in the morning, I was in the book of Yohanan, and we're going to talk about Talmudim, translation, disciples. We're going to talk about Christians, the difference between the two. We pray that you will be edified, encouraged, and inspired by that which you hear today on Soul Food, entitled Talmudim and Christians. In the book of, I want to say, Matthew, you call that book Matthew. That's not the real name of that book. Yeshua said to go forth and make disciples. That's the English name for what the Hebrew word says is Talmudim, disciples, students. Yeshua didn't say go make Christians, Jehovah Witnesses, Catholics, out of all those other doctrines that men put together. Christianity, Catholicism, Jehovah Witnesses, Moors, Muslim, just to name a few. Those are man-made religions. Those are the doctrines of men, and we as men and women follow the doctrines of men. That's why we get so caught up in, ooh, girl, did you go to church today and you hear Pastor Mbabwe? Girl, he really preached today. Well, he preached his doctrine. Did you hear Sister Teresa on them pulpit? Well, Sister Teresa ain't got no business in the pulpit because the scripture says the women shall not have authority over men. So let's go over to the book of Yohanan, chapter 11. That's the book you call John. And this caught my attention in worship this morning, verse number 7. It says, only then, after this, he says to the disciples. Remember in the book of Matthew, you call Matthew, he said, go make disciples. He didn't say go make Christians. He didn't say go make any of the names that we call the people. People ask me from time to time, what's your religion? I have no religion. And how we would say non-denominational. If you receive Yeshua as your Savior, and he asks you, what is your religion? You should tell them, I have no religion. Religion is the doctrine of men. And the scripture says not to follow the doctrine of men. However, I am a believer of Yeshua. I am a disciple of Yeshua. I follow Yeshua. I am an ambassador of Yeshua. Let me give you scripture in the book of Corinthians 19. You call it book Corinthians. That is not the name of the book. It's Corinthians 19. And in chapter 5, verse 20, it simply says, we are an ambassadors unto Yeshua. So when you have that title of ambassadorship, you are representing our Savior, Yeshua. You are representing our Father, Yehoiah, his Father, who sent him, Yeshua, down here on this earth for your and for my sins, for our salvation. So we are an ambassadors. We are to walk right, talk right, be perfect as Yehoiah is perfect, as Yeshua is perfect. And you know, we have a bad habit of saying, ain't nobody perfect. Yes, we are. Father Yehoiah made us in his image. He is perfect. He says, walk ye perfect before me. And the reason why you're not perfect, or people say they're not perfect, is because they say they're not perfect. We are Talmudins. That is what you should say from now on. When people say, well, what's your religion? I have no religion. Religion is man-made. Religion is following after the doctrines of men. However, I am a disciple of Yeshua. That's who you call Jesus, and Jesus is not his name. His name is Yeshua. When Miriam, that's the mother of Yeshua, you call her Mary. Mary is not her name, was carrying Yeshua in her womb. The angels appeared to Yosef, who you call Joseph, and that's not his name, and said to him, and you can verify this in the book of Matthew, which you call Matthew, and that's not the name of the book. He said that Miriam is with child, and you are to name him Yeshua, not El, the letter El, not the Messiah, not the Mashiach, not Jesus, not Christ, not Lord, not the Lamb of God, but Yeshua. See, when you say those names, you are truly a disciple. You are an ambassador, because you're going forth and you're saying, you're representing, you're living, you're speaking as one of his disciples, as one of his ambassadors. I am an ambassador of Yeshua. On my plate, on all our plates that is a part of Nahin government, the plate says, De Jure 2 Cor 520. And at the bottom of the plate, it says ambassador. And if you're a believer, if you know anything about the scriptures, when you see 2 Cor 520, you automatically know that scripture. And if you look down, it gives you the definitions. We aren't ambassadors until Yeshua. We're representing our Heavenly Father. I tell people all the time when we're out in the field feeding the people in need, that's one of the ministries we have here at White Hot Fab, connected to the Nahim government, PIN. And when they see me, they see and they ask, well, what is this all about? And we share it with them. And I tell them, I am here about my Father's business. That's feeding the people right then and there, giving them hot food, water to drink, fruit to eat, maybe blankets for the cold weather, even cell phones to call to handle the business, to try to do their best to get off them streets. We're about our Father's business. And I always share with the people, Father Yehovah, the creator of heaven and the earth, and our Savior Yeshua loves you. I know they never heard that name before, but what we are doing is we are planting seeds. We are being that example of ambassadors. We are being that example of disciples, Talmudim. So make sure from this day forth, stop saying you're a Christian. I was a Christian. Didn't realize till many years later I was following the doctrine of men and women. No, he said Talmudim's. English, disciples, students. And if you look up the word Talmudim in Hebrew, and I read and speak and write Hebrew, so when I saw it in the book of Maaseh, you call that Acts, and it says Christians were first spoken of in Antioch. That's a lie. No, they weren't. When you look in the Hebrew portion of the Torah, because you got the Hebrew writing and you have the English writing, and in the English writing, it says Christians were first established at Antioch. But when you go to the Hebrew portion and you read it, it says Talmudins, which means students, were first established at Antioch, not Christians. Men put that mess in there, like I said, following the doctrines of men. They put their own name in there. Remember, Christ was a made-up name, is a made-up name. It came from Krishna. So as we wind it down, so for, I want to give you a couple more scriptures here, going back to the book of Yohanan, same chapter, verse 11, and that's the book you call John, dropping down to verse 16. It says, then Tuma, you will call him Thomas, that's not his name, his real name is Tuma, the one called the twin, said to the rest of the disciples, let us go also and die with him. Said to the rest of the disciples. Jumping over to verse 54, chapter number 7 of the book of Yohanan, he said, therefore Yeshua no longer walked openly among the Hebrews, but departed from there to an area next to the desert, to a town called Ephraim, and there he stayed along with his disciples, not with his Christians, not with his Jehovah's Witnesses, not with his Catholics, but with his disciples, Talmudins. So from this day forth, I give you three scriptures from the book of Yohanan alone that talks about we are disciples, from the book of Maaseh where he said that Talmudins were first established in Antioch, where Yeshua said in the book of Matthew, which you call Matthew, go forth and make Talmudins, not Christians, go forth and make disciples. So when people ask you from this day forth, what's your religion? Tell them, I have no religion. Religion is made man, it is the doctrines of men. However, I am a Talmudim. Translation, I am a disciple of Yeshua. And of course, if they ask you, who is Yeshua? You tell them. You call him Jesus, and that's not his name. I pray that you were edified, encouraged, and inspired by that which you have just heard. We bring you untranslated, untaught truth. Walk in your blessings. Enjoy your blessings this day. Remember and know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Do know that you are perfect. Walk in your perfection.